How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in just a moment.
It's one of the biggest sale events of the year for the folks at Superior Livestock. We're talking about their annual Labor Day event. This year, it's Labor Day 35, September 10th through the 12th, to be seen on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on Rural TV on the Dish Network as well. For details, you can call the folks at Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Their catalog deadline is Monday, August 25th. Video deadline, September 2nd. For details on Labor Day 35, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
Two of our very best U.S. beef export customers are right next door. Canada to the north, Mexico to the south. And Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the continuing heartburn that Canada and Mexico have with the United States over our mandatory country of origin labeling is a real issue that has had impact and will continue to probably have impact on beef exports into those nations.
This is a major issue that's out there, and it's obviously from the standpoint of what this means to the U.S., it's very important that this is addressed. And I think from the U.S. MEF standpoint, we're very interested to make sure that we're as WTO consistent as possible, and of course that will be worked out. The key thing is trying to avoid any retaliation that would come on. There'll be steps taken, I'm sure, based on what goes on here. I mean, I think this final ruling here just this week is not final, but this is pretty impactful. I think there's going to have to be a lot of work done here in order to see that what we can do in order to prevent any retaliation occurring. But I think that will be a wake up call for the Congress and everything else. To deal with that.
Now, clearly, they remain very important markets and partners for U.S. cattle producers.
Well, if you take a look at the Mexican market right now, that is the largest export beef market for the United States. You take a look at Canada, it's up there in the top five. Both those markets as an export destination are critical. And actually, Mexico is an exporter of beef, but their beef exports this year are down 4%. So they're one of the few countries that are a major beef producer that actually have their exports down. So they need the product. And they need our product, and our proximity to both countries is very advantageous for us. So the more that we can have a harmonious working relationship with these countries, the better it's going to be.
Relying on your institutional knowledge a little bit, we first met in your Japanese office when you were a Japanese country director back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Amazing the growth that we've had of U.S. exports around the world. What have been the one or two keys in your mind that's allowed us to achieve that for cattle producers?
Well, I think number one is there's been a commitment to the export markets and also in a recognition, I think, then I'd like to think that MEF has been very instrumental in this, is that understanding what are the needs in these markets and then trying to go and fill these needs. I think that's been very, very, very important, because I think some of the marketing programs that we've done, especially since BSE and recovering the confidence of consumers in these markets, there's some things that have been done from a marketing standpoint that we really need to extol further, because I think they're wonderful examples that could be used by others, you know, hopefully not our competitors, but we've really done a good job, I think, on the marketing side. I'd say the other thing is the export industry from the United States. We're over in over 100 countries. When you look at the traders and the packers and the commitments they've made and the flexibility they've shown to meet these needs, I think it's been truly remarkable. I'd say probably the third thing here is the market access. I mean, obviously, we've done a lot to perpetuate and to continue to work through the GATT, if you go way back, through FTAs, if you look at the WTO process, but there's been a relentless pursuit of trying to have these markets open. Mm-hmm. And I think as there's been less and less border protection, this has been instrumental in helping us move more product, because consumers see the benefit as they see their prices recede based on some of these things. That's very, very important. We still have a lot of challenges that are out there, production methodologies, processing methodologies, these are some of them, and there's still access issues that are out there. But for the most part, I would say that the education and promotion and meeting the needs of the respective markets, the exporters, the passion passion for and they know how valuable this is to them. And, of course, trade access, I think, has been very key.
The president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Tsang. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.